What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Today, I'm going to react to a video of Joe Judge Brown talking about Hollywood's secret agenda around the Black Panther movie. But before we do that, let's play you an advertising. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. AKA Triple P, AKA the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Please check me out 3 to 4 days a week on my video podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Peace. See you there. That's right. Be sure to tune in to all those platforms. Pretty much from day one, I've had my podcast on all those platforms. And that's just from common sense and common knowledge of marketing, advertising, promotion. You just don't put it in one place. You put it pretty much everywhere that you can. So we're going to get into this and we're going to see what Joe Judge Brown has to say.
Lifetime for people that have businesses and brands out there. Email us right now at advertise@hiphopun.com and you will get an opportunity to put your brand right in front of each video that we do. And let me tell you, the prices are crazy affordable. You definitely can afford it. Email us.
Bar area. And I tell you what, too, let's look at something else. They make us pay the tax. Black Panther, Disney, and ABC badly needed some money. Why? They jacked up some white folk in this thing, so you want to be a millionaire. So the people that felt aggrieved sued them for about $7-8 million. Well, they won, and ABC and Disney kept appealing, and finally they got through the federal system.
Get down.
Went up to the 9-member Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. It's an interesting opinion. It starts off, it seems that this industry does not recognize Rule 1 in American contract law, and that is all parties are expected to deal with each other. Well, taking the language just straight up and be honest in good faith. Okay. Yeah. So they said, we'll fix that. So they raised the judgment from the requested $7-8 million to $580 million.
Sheesh.
That was in 2011. And the United States Supreme Court refused to hear it. So it was affirmed. So there's no appeal. So the plaintiffs hold liens against all ABC property in the country and all Disney property. And most of the rides at Disney World down in Florida and a lot of them at Disneyland had everything that came out of it other than operational expenses going through to the plaintiffs. So they couldn't pay the interest and the judgment had risen over $1 billion. So Hollywood has very little cash. They do a lot of reciprocity and exchanges and all of this other stuff. So they came up with the Black Panther movie. My sources tell me they were discussing it in the hallways about predictably how they could get black folk to pay a lot of money. Now, what did they do? They got a formula. I used to hear them discuss it when my show was with Paramount. Now, the formula is interesting, but let's take that movie. The worst thing in the movie was that last battle between the men and the women of the tribe trying to kill each other. Mm-hmm. The women committed treason by propping up the old Panther that Killmonger had defeated. Killmonger didn't have any super drug in him to give him super strength. He
facts fair and square
the Panther's ass, yep. Fair and square, threw him off in the water. The guy survived. Well, the babes committed treason against the rules of the culture. Facts. And they go to help it. Now, who did they do? Who did they go to enlist in their effort to overthrow the now rightful king, Killmonger? They go get some black folk who live where it snows all the time in caves, cavemen. And
I never thought of that.
This is supposed to be in Africa. Where?
I know,
Mount
right?
Kilimanjaro, Jaro on the other side of the continent from.
Yeah. Never thought of that.
You see. And then they don't have any black men that can fly that virtual fighter plane. They got to get a white CIA guy to do it. And you don't see any black men doing a damn thing except in the background the spectators are pushing the cart. They got that guy with the big lip disc in who's some kind of preacher stand in. Yeah, they got that, but the mama runs things, the aunt runs things. His bodyguards are actually his keepers who tell him and nag him about what to do and not to do. And he runs around in some tights playing vigilante. Now, Killmonger, meanwhile, his daddy was the brother of the past king. And what was he doing? They listed him as being in some projects, public housing on the West Coast, and he's trying to teach these boys how to be men. So he gets killed because he wants to take the technology that Wakanda has, Wakanda has, whatever the hell the name is. And use it to subdue Africa and take over the whole world and impose peace. So he goes through MIT. He graduates at 19. He's a rocket scientist. He becomes a SEAL. He's so badass, they give him the nickname Killmonger. He plans, plots, and gets his head together for revolution. He's supposed to be the bad guy, and they have him talking with Frederick Douglass said, Marcus Garvey said, Du Bois said, Malcolm X said, a little of what Martin said, and what H. Ralph Brown said, and they make him the villain, and they got all these little black kids and black women, hey, they're cheering for him to be put down. You know? So they make him the villain. And in the comic book, Killmonger is a person that engages in illicit drug sales and sex trafficking, where the Black Panther, who sounds like Killmonger in the comics, goes from Africa to Harlem to go deal with him because of his international influence negatively on black folk. They split the script all the way around. And then the final thing is, you know, when you have one of those Marvel movies, if you wait through the credits, you'll get more to the movie. And then finally, the Black Panther is telling all these white people in the UN that they're going to help them. And the guy says, excuse me, with due respect, sir, why in the world would we be interested in what some backwoods agricultural place has to offer us? See, so, I mean, it's like that was predictable. And I'm so angry about one bad circumstance, not so much that it was the highest grossing superhero movie of all time, but out of every city in America, the highest gross for box office came out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow.
The largest predominantly black city in America. Yeah. And they had folk buying up 25, 30, 50 tickets at a time for parties they organized 2 and 3 weeks in advance. And you can't even get them out to organize saving their own neighborhoods like that.
Right.
So yeah. I'm just saying, damn, they ripped us off. And then I got the word back. They were rejoicing. Yeah.
They didn't know he was going to go there.
The African-American bunch once again bailed us out. See, that's how these folk got established more than 50 years ago. The movie industry was going bankrupt in the face of color TV. And every Thursday and Sunday, every movie theater in America had 2 new movies, plus cartoons and a sub feature. And that made the studios come up with several hundred movies or productions a year. And they couldn't afford it in the face of color TV. So they got a bright idea, and they had all these newbies who were part of this cabal that came in. And they said, look, let us pose something for you. One, instead of having two new movies every Thursday and Sunday, let's keep the movies as long as people will come, and let's tap all of this cash out there in underrepresented communities. We want to deal with the Black community. We call ourselves Black then. So what did they do? Said, we're not going to give them all of these things we give white people because they can't see themselves being leaders and businessmen, all of this, that, and the other. We need to appeal to the lowest common denominator. So let them be caught up in our glorification of pimps, hoes, drug dealers, gangsters, robbers, murderers, burglars, and every kind of punk ass, whatever we can think of, and get all of their money. And then they had, what is it, Black Caesar? Had a football player, Fred the Hammer Williams. And he played this drug dealer who was also a hitman, and he rides off into the sunrise smoking a big cigar after they had this shootout in Long Beach, and no LAPD, no sirens or nothing, and the place is full of dead folk after this shootout, all right? And then 18 months later, they have, what is it, Superfly, Rod O'Neill, with a wig on top and his hair pressed, driving a pimp mobile, selling coke. Yeah, man, we got to get into this coke, man. That's some deep shit, man. All
right, so he kind of got off of the Black Panther thing, but like the way he broke it down, I mean, he broke it down accurately. That's basically how it was portrayed. Like he said, it's a movie like of women running the show. It's for like feminist empowerment, because apparently men are too masculine. We're all evil. We start all wars, which is complete bullshit. A lot of wars were started over and by queens in history as well too. You know, women could be just as ruthless as men, if not equally ruthless. I mean, I'm telling you, like, this idea that men are only ruthless is bullshit. Yeah, like, old boy fairly, Killmonger won fair and square in the movie, and like he said, Black Panther's mom, his sister, his close trusted guards, they basically didn't uphold the rules that they pretty much put in place. You know, it was kind of a very hypocritical stance, double standards. Then I never thought about the fact that there was an African tribe living in the mountains in the snow. Like, okay. What African mountains are we talking about here? Because I don't know of any African mountains with snow like that. I could be wrong, but that doesn't even sound realistic, you know? Because if that was the case, why would Caucasians have to migrate from the Africa to the Caucasus Mountains? That wouldn't make sense whatsoever. If there's actual mountains in Africa that got snow, why would Caucasians not just migrate to those mountains, but they migrated to the Caucasus Mountains? But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, he broke that shit down. Like, he knew what he was talking about. And Hollywood does have a bunch of agendas going on. Same thing with the Bros movie. One of my former neighbors would tell me that ain't really a movie for like gays. It's a movie to try to make straight people like be interested in gays, or gay culture or gay comedy or whatever. And that's the thing. Just because you accept something doesn't mean you have to be interested in it, you know. And that's a problem going on too. Like, they're trying to force you. If you say you're not interested in heavy set people or people of a certain race, you're a homophobe, or you're not interested in gay people, trans, you're a transphobe, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, you're a racist. No, how about I'm just not interested in it? I don't like broccoli. Does that make me a broccoli-phobe? You know? There's a lot of things, a lot of foods that I hate to eat. Does that make me a phobic of that food? Because who the fuck's scared of a fucking food? You know? More of a fucking alligator phobic and poisonous snake phobic. I'm not snake phobic. I'm poisonous snake phobic. Not spider phobic. I'm poisonous spider phobic. Motherfuckers that I know can bite me and kill me. Those, yeah, them motherfuckers put